Welcome back to What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. I'm Vincent Lancy, speaker and author of the book, Left 4 Dead, A Story of Redemption. Do you want to know what it's really like to be an entrepreneur? Well, you came to the right place. Whether you're already an entrepreneur or looking to start your journey tomorrow, or someone who needs a little extra motivation to get through the day, this is the perfect podcast for you. This is the place where you will learn exactly what it's like in the world of entrepreneurship and hear real-life, authentic stories of entrepreneurs grinding on each episode. My goal for this podcast is to help you realize that giving up is never an option. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to download it after you tune in today. Before I introduce my guests, I'll share an entrepreneurial story to inspire you all. This week, I want to look at the entrepreneurial path of Kat Cole. Her mother was a hard worker who found ways to feed the entire family on $10 per week while her father was an alcoholic. In high school, she took a job at Hooters to make ends meet. She had a goal to study engineering in college, but Hooters ended up being something way more than she ever anticipated. She was sent around the world by Hooters to open restaurants and became the vice president of Hooters at just 26 years old, all without an undergraduate degree. I think that's important to share for you entrepreneurs listening in who are struggling academically but have that vision. She went on to continue her professional path at Cinnabon and then was the youngest CEO to ever star in Undercover Boss. In 2015, she became the COO of the organization that owns Moe's, Auntie Anne's, and of course, Cinnabons. Michelle, did you know of her story before?
I actually didn't. When you sent me over Kat Cole's story, I was totally blown away by her work ethic and how, you know, she's just an incredible businesswoman. So thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah, that voice you just heard is the sound of today's guest. My guest on the show this episode is someone who's one of the first people to help me grow my speaking brand when we were in college, and she did some intern work for me as well during those years. She's been grinding very hard lately, and you'll see her brand at the end of the episode in Soho Mini. I'd like to now introduce Michelle Paulton. Michelle, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, Denny. This is so great. And I can't believe I went from being your intern to now, you know, working on my own personal brand. It's been a crazy ride.
Yeah. Michelle, why don't you share your story a little bit before we get going and then end up what you're working on today?
Sure. So right now I'm a full-time social media manager and influencer marketing, I guess, specialist, you could call me. But on the side, I have my own fashion and lifestyle blog called Soho Mini. It's really based from my petite perspective in New York City. I'm only 5'2", so I feel like that's an area of fashion that definitely gets left behind. So I try to talk about that as much as possible and really just sharing my, you know, day-to-day with my community.
Yeah, she's got a lot of great content. I can't wait for her to share that with you all at the end of the story. So let's get into the big five. Each week, I go over these five questions to help you really learn what it's like to be an entrepreneur. So Michelle, when did you realize that you weren't happy with what you were doing or the norm, or that you maybe just needed some kind of a change?
Oh, that's such a good question. I don't know if it was a matter of I wasn't happy, but I definitely wasn't satisfied with, you know, taking the normal route in life. So I remember sitting actually at a coffee shop in Tampa. It's called Buddy Brew. I liked to go there a lot to just kind of work on my normal work stuff and then kind of brainstorm anything that I was working on at the time. And I decided on a whim that I was going to start a blog, but I think I was always motivated by people liking my fashion pieces that I was writing in college. I did an internship with College Fashionista, and weirdly, people would come up to me when I would go out and tell me that they would really like the articles. And I didn't, you know, like I liked doing it, but I didn't really think anyone was reading them. And so that was super encouraging for those few people that came up to me and told me that they liked it. And I decided to just on a whim create Soho Mini.
That's awesome. What would you say one of the two more difficult parts of being an entrepreneur are on your journey with Soho Mini?
Oh, that's another good question. I'm sure
there's so many great questions.
I know.
Every episode, every entrepreneur on the show always offers. Sometimes they're the same, but there are always unique differences in that way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think the most difficult part is going to be, you know, the motivation factor. There's really no rule book when you're an entrepreneur. You know, generally, I think people are becoming an entrepreneur because it hasn't existed before. You're starting, you know, a new industry or a new product, a new niche, and there's really no like guidelines, and you have to create your own, and you have to constantly motivate yourself and tell yourself that, you know, you might be the first person to do this. So it might feel like you're not getting anywhere, but looking back, you're probably making great strides. So I would definitely say motivating. It's hard.
Yeah. I love how you said the no guideline. That's true. There's no template for how you can run your own business. You gotta kind of learn as you go sometimes. All right. So that's one. What's one more? What's one more difficult part you find?
Okay. I mean, I can, yeah, there's definitely, I would say another difficult thing for me is, I guess, like, kind of like going off of what I just said, just, you know, deciding to look back and see what you have built up or done. A lot of the times you get so caught up in the day to day, you don't think you're making strides. You don't think, you know, you're even on the path to success, and then you'll bump into someone and they'll take a look and tell you how great you're doing. So I think, you know, cutting yourself some slack is definitely important, especially in this journey. We tend to be so hard on ourselves. So I think just being empathetic towards yourself is something you're going to have to work on daily. And maybe that's like a meditation in the morning, or doing a workout and just giving yourself little breaks. It's important.
Like we just spoke about before we started, being our own biggest self-critic.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say one of your greatest failures is, Michelle? And what did it teach you?
You know, I think like failure is obviously, as you've probably heard so many times, a huge part of this process. So I try to welcome it more than, you know, look down on it. But again, like that takes a lot of time to get to that point, and I'm still not there. I'm still working on celebrating my failures. But I would say when I quit my first full-time job, I was working full-time in Tampa, and I was felt really lost, and I didn't know what I wanted to do next. It was before I started my blog, and I felt like I had failed. You know, we're so conditioned in college to think like you have to have a full-time job, and if you don't, you know, you're just gonna be on a really hard path from there. And I don't think that's true. I think, you know, at any point you can take your time, and, you know, as long as you have a great support system, because I would have never made it, you know, during that time without my family and my boyfriend, it would have been much harder. So I'm super thankful, but it definitely felt like at the time it was a failure moment, but it's actually when I really started leaning into this blog. So I'm thankful.
Absolutely. I mean, I call it in my book, my Tampa family. When I went through my accident, all the people close mm-hmm. to me, I couldn't have really got as far, especially as quickly, without all of their help. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So good answer there. If you could choose to have a conversation and learn from any entrepreneur, dead or alive, who would it be? Why'd you pick that person? What are you guys talking about?
Oh man. Dead or alive. You know what? I think right now, I mean, this answer could totally change every day. It really depends on my mood. But right now, I would love to have a sit-down conversation with Ava Chen. I'm sure my fashionistas that are listening probably know who she is. She's the head of fashion partnerships at Instagram. She really embodies, like, to me, what the best of both worlds are. She gets to work in social media for, like, the social media network. And she also gets to focus on what she loves, which is fashion. And she actually just came out with her own kids book called Juno Valentine, which I have not been able to read yet. I kind of actually really want to buy it just for myself. But it's to me, her journey is so incredible. And I love how authentic she is. I follow her on Instagram and watch all of her stories every day. And she's also a mom. So I don't know how she does it all, but I would love to have a conversation with her, and we would probably be talking about her latest fashion purchases or like her favorite designers. I would love to know.
That's awesome. Definitely right in your field. Michelle, as you're picking up momentum with Soho Mini, as you've been working on it for a few years now in multiple states, spreading your brand that far, that reach, where do you see yourself in these entrepreneurial endeavors in 1 year from today? And then we'll talk about 5 years today. But let's start from 1 year. What are you hoping to see with yourself in 1 year
Wow, this is super timely because when we're recording this, it's almost New Year's. And, you know, we're totally every day, I feel like up until New Year's, we're talking about 2020. And I think a year from now, I would love to grow my community, but not just, you know, because of followers or anything like that. I just want to continue to seek people that really fit in my niche audience and continue to, you know, engage with them more in more ways. So who knows, maybe, you know,
I see an online community and going your way.
Yeah.
This year, some sound a big community.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different routes now. And I think a lot of influencers, cause I do work with a lot of them, you know, are trying to find different ways other than Instagram to grow their community. So probably, you know, alongside my blog, something like that. Maybe it is a podcast, you know.
I think we'll would honestly be great with a podcast. You have such a great network and your reach on social media. I think it could be pretty well. So now let's go to 5 years. Where are we looking at 5 years? What do you want to see?
You know, that's even harder, I feel like, because social media and just like the online world is changing so much.
Very true.
You know, I think in 5 years, right now, I have always dabbled with this idea of like having an educational part of what I'm doing. And, you know, I love to give advice and kind of do what I'm doing right now with you, just sharing my journey and any way I can help someone. So, you know, this is very pipeline, but it would be cool to have some sort of like education system where it can help other aspiring influencers, fashion influencers, make their way in, you know, in the authentic personal way. So we'll go with that.
That's great answers. Thanks so much, Michelle, for coming on today. I know our listeners are going to see a ton of value in everything you spoke about. I personally enjoyed how you pointed out how your family and your support circle was so key to you evolving and how you branched out on your own. And I am going to look into the entrepreneur that you wanted to meet, and I'm going to see her.
Yeah, you have to. Sure.
But Michelle, it's time for the last word. Is there something that you'd like to share with everybody listening in today that we did not get to touch on?
I think I touched on this a little bit, maybe in one of my answers, but I guess if I've, you know, my last word here would be to continue to pursue what you really love. I know at times it seems like there might not be space for you and whatever that is, but there's, trust me, there's always something that you can bring to the table. Recently I heard someone use the word oversaturated. I don't believe in that word. I think there's always going to be a way where you can contribute, you know, your ideas to what you really want to do in this life. So continue to pursue your dreams.
That's a really good answer. Can you share your social media, website, or any ways for our listeners to use your services, follow your endeavors, all that good stuff?
Of course. Yeah. So follow me on Instagram at SohoMini. And then my blog is SohoMini.com. So it's pretty simple.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody listening in, you can follow the show on Instagram at your favorite morning podcast and on Twitter at Podcasts by Lancey. My handles on all social media and YouTube are at Vincent A. Lancey, and my website is VincentALancey.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please continue listening and rate What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur 5 stars. I work really hard to find value delivering stories for you on each episode. And as always, I'll end the show with a quote that inspired me, and I know it will for you too. Dream it, believe it, build it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all in the next episode of What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur.